What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And I am now just 2 days away from the 100-mile Hennepin 100, my big endurance challenge for the year. And it's made me think about my story and where it all started. And I want to tell a little bit about that story today and bring it back to you and ask you a question that might change the way that you're thinking about your goals. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer, and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome back. So I recently did an Instagram reel, which was all about why I'm running 100 miles. And there was a part one and a part two. And part one was talking about how I am doing this because it's my Misogi, which is my big challenge for the year as part of the Build Your Life Resume program. And the thing that was super cool about this reel is that Jesse Itzler, who's one of my heroes, one of my mentors and the people that I really look up to, he's the creator of BYLR and Everesting. He actually reposted that reel to his story, and a bunch of people started looking at it and commenting on it. And it was just honestly like a super cool experience. And he even responded to my messages, and he was giving me advice on how to prepare for this race. But one of the comments on the reel was talking about, like, this woman asked me, what is the backstory to this 100-mile ultra? Like, where did you start and how did you get here? And so that is what made me think about, like, why I'm actually doing this. And I posted about this on Instagram, but it all kind of started about 4 years ago. And I remember I was at swimming with a friend, and he was somebody who had done 50-mile ultras and 100-mile ultras. And at the time, I was just training for a half Ironman. And he had asked me if I would ever do a 100-mile ultra. And I said no. Like instantly, I was just like, there's absolutely no way that I would ever run 100 miles. And it's almost like the same reaction that other people give me now when I tell them I'm training for a 100-mile race. Because at the time, I didn't think I was ever capable of doing it. And I talked about that. But where it went from there is about a year after that, I was just looking on YouTube and I came across this video by Billy Yang, which is titled The Why. And it's a YouTube video where Billy Yang documents his process in training for the Leadville 100, which is an insane ultramarathon in Leadville, Colorado. It's got like 30,000 feet of elevation gain and descent. It's 100 miles above 10,000 feet of elevation. So it is an insane challenge. But at the time, even though I had never done any trail running and I'd never done ultras, I was just captivated by this video. And part of me started just getting emotional watching it. It was something that it just kind of stirred up something inside of me. And I don't know what it was, but by the end of it, I was emotional. I had tears like in my eyes. And it was something that I couldn't really explain. I'm like, why am I tearing up watching a YouTube video of a guy training for a 100-mile ultra? And he is talking about, you know, why we do it, and talking about how do you want to spend your time when you're on Earth? And what do you want to do with your body? And what types of memories do you want to make? What types of experiences do you want to have? And something about that just made me emotional. And I took that as a sign that I was like, I need to do this. I want to do this. And so I started signing up for trail runs. And I didn't actually go straight to a 100-miler. My process is typically just starting small and building up from there. And I signed up for my first trail run, which was a 25K race. So that's around 15 miles in the local area. And I loved the process of trail running because it was just so different from triathlon training. You're out in nature. I was doing this in fall and it's just beautiful. And there's a state park around here in Lake McBride that I just love being at. And I fell in love with trail running. And so I did a 25K. And then a year later, I did a 50K. And at the time, the 50K was the hardest thing that I had ever done. I had honestly never suffered so bad as I did during the 50K race that I did. It was the Frozen Gnome. It was on January 11th of 2020. And it was in the middle of like an ice storm. And I just remember being so low in that race that I wasn't sure if I could ever do it. But it was one of those lows that happen in an ultra marathon. And I pushed through and I did it and it just felt so good. So the next year I did a 50 mile ultra marathon. And then now I'm signed up for the 100 mile ultra. And all along the way, I've still had that feeling in my heart or that feeling in my soul that I had from that original YouTube video. And as I'm thinking about the 100 miler that I'm going to take on in 2 days, I'm going to go back and I'm going to rewatch that YouTube video to help kind of recapture that feeling. And it's just kind of crazy to me that this whole journey really started with that video and with that feeling. And that is really the point of this podcast today. And it's this question that I have for you. As you think about the goals that you are pursuing, when you think about going after that goal, does it stir up something inside of you? Does it make you emotional? Does it make you just like want to get up and get out there? Because if it does, like that is something special. And if it doesn't, if you're thinking about a goal and it doesn't give you that emotional stirring, that emotional feeling, then maybe that isn't the right goal for you. And maybe that's a sign that you should be thinking about pursuing different goals. You should be thinking about pursuing different experiences. Because from my perspective, in training for this race, I have been at my best when I'm pursuing goals that are stirring up something inside of me. When those goals are making me emotional. And when I think about crossing the finish line and I think about coming together and going after this challenge with my family, I'm going to be paced by my wife and my brother, and my mom and my dad are going to be there. And when I think about pursuing this challenge together with them, it stirs up that same feeling inside of me. And so that has just been my experience in training for this. And it's something that I want to pay attention to as I'm pursuing other goals. I don't want to pursue goals just to check them off. I want to pursue the types of things, the types of experiences that ignite my soul, that get me fired up and that get me emotional. Because I think if you're pursuing goals that are stirring up that emotion in you, then you're on the right track. Despite whatever setbacks that you have, despite how long it's taking, despite whatever results you might be seeing, again, if you are pursuing something that's stirring something inside of you, then I think you're on the right track. So as I bring it back to you, I want to ask you that question. Think about whatever goal it is that you're pursuing. Does it make you emotional? Does it stir up something inside of you? Does it make you teary-eyed? Does it make you excited? Does it make you angry? Does it create some type of emotion? If yes, I want you to know that you're on the right track. But if no, maybe use this as a sign to start to pursue or think about other goals that might stir up that same emotion. Start to think about as many other potential challenges as you can and see if that pursuit stirs up something inside of you. And that is the main point of today's podcast. So I hope that that helps you. If it does, go ahead and leave a 5-star review. This episode is going to be published on a Friday morning. So I will be starting the race on Saturday morning at around 7 a.m. Central Time. So if you want to follow along, check out my Instagram, check out my Instagram stories. I will be trying to post as much as I can while also focusing on the challenge at hand. So That's what I have for today. Until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.